Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, June 23rd. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council.
We dig the ditch. We change the tire. We teach the kids. We lend a hand. We do the work. This is our land.
As we have said many times over the years, We Do the Work is here for you, the American worker. In this time of great challenge, when the corona pandemic makes the class divisions that have torn America's workers apart even harder to ignore, when some workers, ironically often the lowest paid, are deemed essential, and over 25 million Americans have lost their jobs.
That's a clip from the latest Labor Radio Podcast Weekly, a new podcast that features labor radio shows and podcasts across the country. We've come together in the Labor Radio Podcast Network, now made up of more than 40 shows that focus on the lives and voices of working people. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Weekly. In today's labor history, on this date in 1947, Congress overrode President Harry Truman's veto of the Anti-Worker Taft-Hartley Act. The law weakened unions and let states exempt themselves from union requirements. 20 states immediately enacted open shop laws, and two more did so later. Today's labor quote is by Erica Smiley, Executive Director of Jobs with Justice, which on this date in 1987 staged its first big support action, backing 3,000 picketing Eastern Airlines mechanics at Miami Airport. Erica Smiley, the first black woman to lead Jobs with Justice, who said, "This pandemic has exposed our deadliest weaknesses, our lack of public health investment, our bankrupt healthcare infrastructure, an economic system that treats women and people of color as expendable, and, of course, our racist system of policing to uphold that economic system. But it is also making our calls for justice louder and more unified than ever. We can, we must, come out of this situation with a more just and equitable America. We the people demand it." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, it's more important than ever that your mortgage gives you peace of mind. Every Union Plus mortgage offers financial hardship assistance in case of disability, layoff, lockout, and other eligible income loss. Visit unionplus.org to find out more.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
for the union,
well, yeah, the union,
for the union
will be.